Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Before I got incarcerated, Sally, I didn't really know not know much about firefighting. So once I did become incarcerated, I actually ended up liking it. So yeah, I can actually see myself as a firefighter. Hopefully, once I parole, I'll be going to the Ventura program, graduate from there, and then be on with Cal Fire.
We've been putting them out for the last 24 hours. We're down 24 right now. So we're a little bit tired. We just had a great meal. And we're about ready to bed it down, and I'm real thankful to be here and with everybody here and everybody that's supporting our firefighters.
So the voices that you're hearing, those are some of the 939 prison inmates who have been deployed by the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation to help fight the fires in California. It's actually a pretty cool program. And the inmates, the incarcerated individuals who are helping to fight the fires, are getting training. And there are certain parameters. You can't be convicted of rape or murder or a violent crime like that. You have to have less than 8 years remaining on your sentence. For every day that you fight a fire, you get 2 days removed from your sentence. You get a small payment. It's less than minimum wage. It's like what you would get as an incarcerated individual. But then also you have an opportunity after you get out of prison to stay with the fire department. And they said it's just an incredible anti-recidivism program that they have. And the firefighters, I mean, it's tough work, but as an incarcerated individual, it gives you purpose, it gives you meaning, and you're contributing to society.
They need every bit of help they can get right now.
Yeah.
So it's very cool they're doing that. And as we mentioned before we went to break, Circus Harmony has an event coming up called Unbound. It's something that's going on through the month of February. It gets started every weekend. It will happen in February at 2:00 at the City Museum. And joining us, we have two people involved with Unbound. First, it's Evan Tomlinson Weintraub. Hopefully, I pronounced that correctly.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right, I did it. And India Tui, who is with us as well. And India is an acrobat who's participating in this. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so tell us about Unbound and what people can expect when they go.
So Unbound is a full-length circus show that Circus Harmony is doing this February, and it is an unfettered look at fairy tales. And the idea of it is that actually the Circus Harmony acrobats and students came up with the theme of fairy tales and voted on it, actually. And so it was up to me as their guest director to really say, what can we do that's a little bit more interesting than doing sort of our classic, straightforward fairy tales? And so it's a look at India, who plays Dot, our main character. She's sort of a brat. She sort of exists as a mean girl, and she gets whisked away, a la Dorothy and Wizard of Oz, to this land of fairy tales where things are sort of turned on their heads. Classic characters we know are sort of meaner than they're supposed to be, an example is like Snow White has been told all her life that she's beautiful, and so she becomes a sort of vain monster, and when Dot interacts with her, she sort of gets brushed aside, and she sort of goes through these journeys through these different character worlds and realizes that maybe I can make a different choice, maybe I can sort of exist in a world that is not me being mean to everyone.
Yeah, and Circus Harmony, you guys say that it is a social circus. And there might be people who are like, what does that mean? Like, are we living in a circus right now? So, like, a social circus, does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Because yeah. Like, totally. Are they just talking
You're
about
not
life?
Wrong. Yeah, yeah. You're not wrong, absolutely. But Circus Harmony is actually St. Louis's only social circus. And what that means is that they're going out in the community. There's free classes at rec centers all around St. Louis. There are scholarships, I believe, for students who want to come in who may not be able to pay. It's a way of, Circus Harmony likes to say, of teaching the art of life with circus. It's about inviting kids, adults, anyone between the ages of 3 to even 93 has been our oldest student, to come learn circus, but also learn about perseverance and teamwork and collaboration and all the things that you're going to need in life. You're just doing it in a more acrobatic fashion.
So, India, you are an acrobat. I'm going to ask you what everybody asks you. Why and how'd you start it?
I've kind of been doing stuff for a while, actually. I had these set of, like, kind of jungle gym rings that my parents got from IKEA, and they hung them in my room, and I was on those all the time. I would go up and brush my teeth in them and just swing, and that was, like, my favorite thing. And then I learned from a friend about Circus Harmony and... like 2018, I think, and I started doing classes, and I really got into aerial arts, and then I slowly added tumbling and juggling and acrobatics, and now we're here.
That's incredible on multiple fronts. Yeah. One, how cool that your parents put like circus rings or equipment in your bedroom so you could just hang out and play in the bedroom. I mean, we had the playground, yeah, like a little swing set.
We had to go outside.
Yeah, you had to go out. But to have them there, you literally must have been just there all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So then how do you go from that to, I want to do that up in the air where it's, you know, kind of dangerous?
I don't know. It felt really natural. And I was always felt super safe with the coaches. And we have mats, obviously. Yeah, it never really, like, seemed that scary. I don't know.
I think a lot of circus people have a little bit of an adrenaline bug for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is scary. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you do and learn that is scary the first time, but there's also that sort of that feedback of this is really exciting and it's really impressive that I can do it, and sort of mm-hmm. that achievement rush
yeah.
of like, oh yeah, I just did, you know, a triple backflip on this and landed it and perfectly, you know, and it feels good. And then layer that on top of circus, which is different from gymnastics, because you can do that in gymnastics, but you get that feedback from an audience. You get that interaction mm-hmm. with an audience and you're sharing something. And I think that's a really big driver for people, is that you might have the sport bug, but circus is also specific to performance and expression.
Do a lot of the performers in Circus Harmony have gymnastics or tumbling backgrounds?
It kind of depends. I feel like a lot of, at least the troupe that we have right now, just started with Circus Harmony, and everyone kind of has their own unique collection of mm-hmm. skills that works for them, that they like. We definitely have some people who started tumbling, and it shows. That's their thing. That's yeah. what they like. But I think most people didn't really get started. They do tumbling here with Circus Harmony because it's one of the skills everyone needs to work on. But
how much work do you feel like you need to put into it?
So much. Yeah,
the level that India is performing at now is, I mean, it's a job outside of school as yeah. well. They're there a good minimum 2 hours a day for 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Circus Harmony has a great relationship with City Museum, where they're based. And every Saturday and Sunday, they put on free 30-minute shows for the museum. And so the kids are not only training during the week, but they're performing during the weekends. They are fully committed to this, at least as long as they want to be.
What is the age range of those performing in Circus Harmony?
It's been younger, it's been older, but for right now, I think our youngest is 11 and 18 is our oldest. Yeah,
11 to 18.
And that's
yeah.
sort of the Circus Harmony St. Louis Arches age. But yeah. like I said, we have people taking classes from as young as 3-year-old to the oldest wow. student was 93.
Yeah.
We like to say it's never too old to run away from circus.
I know. We talked to you guys a couple of years ago, maybe last year, but we were thinking.
Was it about becoming clowns?
Clowns,
I don't think it was,
but then I thought we were going to do a trapeze.
Oh.
We teach both at Circus Harmony, so please come and take classes.
I think we were totally invited to be in the clown school.
I think so.
Absolutely.
I think that's where our talents would be. Like maybe the
natural.
Clowns aren't flying, right? Well.
Again, depends on what kind of clown you want to be.
Do you have a cannon? Like a cannon?
No, we don't have the space for that. But our coach, one of our coaches was a human cannon.
I believe she was the first female human cannonball with Ringling or a circus. I'm not
really.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Eliana Grace Hentoff-Killian.
I believe she started when she was like 17 or 18. Yeah, it was... Yeah.
How far do you get shot out of a cannon?
It's far.
I don't know.
Why would you not think that? That's my first question.
I am wondering.
Is it across this room? It's 10
yards. No, it's at least when, because we get to go see shows and things.
Yeah.
We get tickets for things. So we saw Ringling last year sometime, and it was in the Enterprise Center, so across that was there.
Oh my gosh. That's exciting.
I'm good.
Okay,
I ain't doing all that.
Now, this is also another question I have because you guys are in a circus, you're doing like the flying and the tumbling. When a movie like The Greatest Showman comes out, do you like it or do you go, oh, that would never happen?
That's not real.
That's not real.
That's not how it's done.
I watched that before I really joined the like performance troupe, and I haven't watched it since. So when I saw it, it was just fun, so I can't really.
You're gonna Neil deGrasse Tyson the movie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, actually, we would never do that.
The thing is that I actually had a few friends that performed in that movie.
Really?
So I know a few of the acrobats who were hired to do some of the big circus scenes.
That's awesome.
So it is real, grounded in reality. It's grounded in real circus that we know and love today. And the movie itself obviously is talking about circus of a past time,
right?
It's not the circus that you see today. There are so many varieties of circus these days. Circus Harmony and the Ringling we sort of look at as traditional, Cirque du Soleil and sort of more contemporary or weirder, as I like to say. Mm-hmm. You get a whole spectrum of circus.
And you've directed Cirque du Soleil.
So I've been a coach. So my history is that I was a performer with Cirque du Soleil for the past few years. I'm starting to make my transition towards more directing and coaching. And I just finished coaching their Christmas show, Twas the Night Before, actually with one of Circuit Harmony's alumni. I got to coach him, and we've performed together before that. So it all stays in the family, pretty much.
It's so impressive. I went to Faust Park, which is a local park, and they have their like jungle gym area, like the bars that the kids can play on the playground. And I grabbed a monkey bar, and I hung from the monkey bar. And this was my first thought. Oh, my gosh. I could never do Cirque du Soleil.
That's what you thought?
Yes, because I just hung there. I couldn't like move. It was just body weight. It felt like I was being dragged to the center of the earth.
This is why you're going to the clown school.
I know, but it felt like I was being dragged to the center of the earth. So it's so fun to see people who can defy gravity because I cannot. I just like that gave me such an. If you're listening right now, go grab onto a bar and try to hang from anything. Just tell me it's not amazing.
Well, come to Circus Harmony and do it. We'll teach you how to do it properly.
Right. No, she's going to the clown school. She can't do whatever you're going to try to do.
Bottom heavy. All my strength is in my legs. I can't. But I'm going to try it because it is defying gravity, and it's a lot of fun to see people do that.
Absolutely,
India. How far do you want to go with being an acrobat?
I'm not really sure at the moment, but I want to go to Illinois State, and they do have
birds.
A circus.
Yes, it's, don't tell me, it's a Gamify circus?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes,
Gamify.
That's where I went, so I know about it.
Yeah, so I want to continue to do circus in a way that's fun and not taking up my whole day. I don't want to do just circus, go to just a circus school, and I don't want to just stop. When I graduate at the end of this year. So I like that they have both and I can continue it and see where my life takes me. And
I remember because I was really into sports there. And I think it's like 2 weeks they're at the arena and all the sports get kicked out.
Yes.
I just remember all of that. But yeah, it was a very big deal at ISU. So good luck to you when you get there.
Yeah.
Unbound starts February 1st.
February 1st. It is every Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. Throughout February. So
at
there's
City Museum.
At City Museum, yes. And ticket includes admission to the museum.
Awesome.
So go to circusharmony.org where you can get all your tickets. Please come because these 11 to 18-year-olds are doing incredible stuff, and I'm really happy to be here working with them.
CircusHarmony.org is the website. You can go CircusHarmony.org/events. Evan Tomlinson Weintraub and India Tui, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.